Track 2.
अब सुखदेव गोस्वामी ब्रजवासियों के रियलाइजेशन की बात कहकर पूतना के कर्म का वर्णन कर रहे
हैं। Now Sukadev Goswami having spoken of Putana's form, he is speaking of the Brajvas. Having spoken of Brajvasi's realization, now he is speaking about what Putana is about to.
Grahastatra vichinvati sisum jadrikshayanand grihichanna nijor tejasam dadarsh talpe gnimivahitam bhasi. Putana ऐसे इतनी सुंदरी थी और ब्रज में गई थी लेकिन उसका उद्देश्य ये नहीं था कि
पूतना she was looking very beautiful and she went to Braj but her idea was not to do Braj Mandal Parikrama.
वो तो बच्चों को मारने गई थी.
Her objective was to kill all the babies.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं बालक गृहस्थत्र विचिन्वती शिशु.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी says बालक गृह that which whose business was to kill small babies.
लेकिन जद्रिच्छया नंद गृहे जगम अकस्मात या भगवत प्रेरणा से
बट independently all of a sudden perhaps by the super soul
कई बच्चों को देखी लेकिन
she went straight to Nanda Maharaj's house. She saw many children, but while looking at the other babies, she just walked straight into Nanda Maharaj's bhavan.
भगवान की लीला शक्ति ने उसको डायरेक्ट खींच लिया अपने पास.
The Lord's लीला शक्ति, she pulled Putana straight into Nanda Maharaj's house. She was not able to kill any children.
देखी वो अन्य बच्चों को कोई दो दिन का था कोई अभी का जन्म हुआ था.
She did look at all the children. Some were newborn, some were 2 days, some were 10 days, some were 1 month. Yesterday we saw somebody had brought their new baby to the temple and they were saying that he is not even 1 month old.
And
this is a small babies like this she used to look at. And she was aiming that I will kill this one and then I'll come back and kill this one. And she was aiming like that. And by then, she was already inside Nanda Maharaj's house.
Nanda Bhavan mein aagayi dekhte dekhte. Aur peeche se istriyon ki bheer thi.
And behind were a big crowd of women. They were all following her and they were thinking, they were surprised, where is she going, where is she going?
सब लोग जान गए होंगे कि जब लक्ष्मी जी हैं तो सीधे नंद भवन में जाएंगे, नंद बाबा के घर में जाएंगे.
They were thinking that since she is Lakshmi Devi, she will go straight to Nand Maharaj's house.
कुछ पूछा नहीं, टोका नहीं.
Nobody asked her. She might have asked the other ladies, where is Nanda Maharaj's house? And the people might have told her, over there, the biggest palace, that's Nanda Maharaj's house. So she entered. So because it was night time, once she entered, none of the other women that were crowding behind her, none of them entered.
नंद बाबा के घर वो अकेले प्रवेश.
She entered alone.
उसने देख
दर्शा. She saw बाला. That child.
श्री कृष्ण को देख.
श्री कृष्ण she saw.
छन्न में जो रहते हैं जो अपने अपार तेज को.
That child whose unlimited power was covered. The Lord is
तेजस्वियों के तेज हैं.
तेजस तेजस्वी नाम. He is the effulgence of the effulgent. He has unlimited effulgence, but he was covering that effulgence of his. Dadarsha. She saw Krishna. She saw just like when you see a red hot burning coal fire covered with ashes.
अगर आग है और ऊपर से राख हो गया है कुछ, भीतर लकड़ी से उसको खोल दिया.
If there is fire burning hot red coal covered with ashes, and when you take a stick and you move the ashes, then you see
लाल लाल
burning hot red fire.
हम लोगों ने देखा है जो गन्ना का रस आता है.
We have seen when they boil the sugar cane juice and they make a little fire underneath. Coal with coal. And on slow. So later on you see a lot of ashes on it. But if you poke it with something, then you see red, hot, burning ashes, coal. In this way, Sukadev Goswami is describing one of Krishna who is Mahakal, who is the Kal of Yamadev, Kal of Kal. Yamaraj is his servant. And he was doing his Bal Leela, his childhood pastime. What she would know that inside this child is such a powerful person. That he can burn me to ashes. She saw his external form. Dadarshi, she saw.
Putana ne Bhagwan ko dekha, darshan kiya, lekin Bhagwan ne Putana ko nahi dekha.
Putana saw the Lord, but the Lord did not see Putana.
Sukadev Goswami varnan kar rahe hain.
Sukadev Goswami is explaining.
Palne par jhul rahe hain, kya prayang par honge.
The Lord was lying on the bed, or maybe in his cradle.
वहाँ पर यशोदा जी और रोहिणी जी दोनों विद्यमान.
देयर मदर यशोदा एंड रोहिणी, दे वर बोथ प्रेजेंट.
रात्रि के समय निर्भय घूम रही है, उसके शरीर से ही प्रकाश निकल रहा है.
एट नाइट ही इज वॉन्डरिंग अराउंड फियरलेस, हर बॉडी इटसेल्फ इज इफल्जेंट, इज गिविंग ऑफ लाइट.
पुतना की
Putana's body. So much effulgence she had. So at night also she was wandering about as if it was daytime. And nobody could tell her anything. Who will ask Lakshmi Devi, where are you going?
जब यही भाव है कि लक्ष्मी जी है तो वो तो अहो भाग्य मानते थे.
When this is their feeling that it's Lakshmi Devi, then they feel very fortunate that she has entered into our home.
लक्ष्मी जी आई है तो कही तो विभुध्यताम बालक मारिकाग्रहम, उसको जान गए भगवान श्री कृष्ण, जान गए कि यह बालक मारिकाग्रहम, बच्चों को मारने वाली
पापनी. He and the Lord, he understood that this was the witch who kills all the small babies.
Characharatma, char aur achar ke antarjami.
He is characharatma. He is the antaratma. He is the super soul of all moving and non-moving things. And he understood that this is Mahapapini, Balghatini, witch Putana. So he did not look at Putana. He was like he's doing the pastime of a small baby, so he was lying down and he closed his eyes. She is staring at Krishna. She is looking. And she is thinking, oh, I can kill him so easily. Because the Lord has, he's unlimited effulgent. He was hiding his unlimited effulgence. So she understood. She did not understand. She's standing looking at Krishna. But Lord closed his eyes. If he wanted to, he could see. But he decided not to open his eyes. Why Krishna closed his eyes? On this, many acharyas and devotees have written in their commentaries.
कई प्रकार के कारण लिखे हैं.
मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ रीजंस दे हैव गिवन.
कारण यहाँ पर प्रस्तुत किए जा रहे हैं.
सम रीजंस वी आर गोइंग टू एक्सप्लेन हियर. एंड द फर्स्ट रीजन इज,
पूतना को देखकर भगवान श्री कृष्ण ने अपनी आंखें बंद कर लिए.
Seeing Putana, the Lord closed his eyes. On this, devotees commentators and poets, they have given their commentaries, their ideas. Why Krishna closed his eyes? Why he didn't see Krishna, Putana? Putana is looking at Krishna and she's thinking, planning how I'll kill him. She's staring at him, but the child has his eyes closed. Why his eyes are closed? The devotees will, their feelings will think of Krishna, why Krishna is doing like this. So this is their understanding. Putana, they have explained. Sukadev Goswami has already explained about Putana. And Sukadev Goswami has explained in verse 7 that he is the super soul of all living entities, and knowingly he closed his eyes. Why he closed? First of all, Sripad Ballabhacharya's commentary is like this.
Srimad Ballabhacharya ne Subodhini mein kaha hai.
Srimad Ballabhacharya, he has written in his Subodhini that avidya is putana. Lord Shri Krishna thought that in front of my glance, avidya cannot stay, ignorance cannot stay.
Phir leela kaise ho?
Then how will we do leela? This is actually truth. Actually, it's true, because although Putana was a woman, but she is representing ignorance. Because avidya means not knowing who is Krishna. So Krishna thought, if I open my eyes and I look at her, then ignorance cannot remain in front of me. And I will not be able to do this pastime. She will not try to kill me, and then I won't be able to kill her, and then she'll continue in her works elsewhere. So he kept his eyes closed. This is correct, actually. This Putana is Bal Ghatini.
जो पवित्र बच्चों को भी ले जाए पूतन अपनी नए निर्दोष पवित्र बच्चों ले जाए उसको पूतना कहा गया.
The Sanskrit word, when you break it up, it means the one who takes away pure innocent children is called putana. The Sanskrit meaning of this word.
पवित्र बालकों को भी ले जाती है ऐसा जघन्य कृत्य करने वाली का मुंह नहीं देखना चाहिए.
She takes away and kills these innocent pure babies. Such a sinful, cruel person, I do not want to see her face. Perhaps thinking this, Krishna closed his eyes.
She
is so cruel, she kills baby. Her face should not be seen. Sometimes people, they're angry with somebody about something and they say, I don't want to see your face.
देखने लायक नहीं है.
Your face is not worth seeing. You're very cruel, or you're very sinful or offensive. I don't want to see your face.
तो भगवान ने पुतना को नहीं देखा ये सोच करके एक भक्त कहते हैं कि पवित्र बच्चों को भी नहीं.
So one devotee is thinking. Thinking this, the Lord closed his eyes. Third person, he is feeling that Krishna closed his eyes as if he is thinking, closing his eyes and meditating that this lifetime she did not commit, she did not do anything pious. So she did not do any good activity. She has only done sin. It's possible that in her any of her previous lives, she might have done something pious. Perhaps Krishna is thinking and meditating to see her past. Has she done anything pious in her last life? Perhaps that's why he closed his eyes, as if to think, figure out this question. Fourth is, the Lord thought in his mind that I have never taken milk of a sinful person. Now, how people sometimes have to drink very bitter medicine. They close their eyes and they quickly drink the medicine. Sometimes we have to drink bitter medicine. It's called chirayata, and it's very bitter, and you close your eyes and drink it. And so Krishna thought, let me, I have never drunk milk of such a sinful, cruel Mataji, so let me close my eyes and drink it quickly. I have taken milk from Mother Aditi and other mothers, but now I'm having to drink milk from this sinful mother. Just like sometimes the bitter medicine, people close their eyes and drink the medicine. So perhaps Krishna was, he's thinking now, she's here, I have to take her milk and I have to take the poison. So let me just close my eyes and get it over and done with. And he closed his eyes. Fifth.
भगवान के उदर में निवास करने वाले असंख्य कोटि ब्रह्मांडों के जीव.
All the living entities, unlimited living entities, there are inside the Lord's tummy, his stomach.
जानकर घबरा गए कि
thinking that Shyam Sundar is going to drink Putana's poisoned milk, and they became very anxious.
लगा हलाहल विष पीने जा रहे हैं.
So,
as if,
and they were in anxiety that Shyam Sundar baby is going to drink this milk, what will happen to us? So, as if Krishna is trying to make them understand, he is closing his eyes and making them understand, look, you're going to be okay. So, he closed his eyes. Because in Krishna's tummy, abdomen are unlimited universes and unlimited spirit souls. And they were all anxious. That they thought, we'll all, the whole world will end. Everything will finish if Krishna takes poison. So, as if Krishna is trying to make them understand. No, don't worry. Nothing will happen. He's telling all the agents, all the leaders of the living entities, don't worry. Also Krishna is thinking, I came to Gokul to eat makhan mishri and drink milk, and I'm only 6 days old, and today I'm having to drink this poison. So he closed his eyes and as if he is meditating on Lord Shiva. My dear Lord, drinking poison is your job. You come and drink this poison and let me drink the milk.
भगवान ने सोचा कि हम तो माखन मिश्री खाने आए, दूध पीने आए.
The Lord thought, I have come to eat makhan mishri and drink nice milk. So he is meditating on Lord Shiva, asking him, you come and drink this poison. Please take your part. Actually, it's true. The poison was taken by Lord Shiva. Rosh samanya pivat.
Rosh ke saath Bhagwan ne piya.
In Bhagavad it said with Rosh he Krishna drank. Rosh also means Lord Shiva. Lord Sri Krishna he drank milk, and Lord Shiva he drank the poison.
Rosh unka ek naam hai.
Because he's an incarnation of anger. Rosh means anger. So one of the names of Lord Shiva is Rosh.
बिल्कुल सत्य बात।
This is true. The Lord only drank the milk, and the poison was drunk by Lord Shiva.
ऐसे भगवान श्री कृष्ण कैसे विष पिएंगे? इतना कोमल शरीर उनको।
How will Lord Krishna drink? Why should he drink this poison? He has such a tender body. He only drinks milk.
तो मानो शिव जी का ध्यान करने लगे कि आप अपना हिस्सा ले लीजिए, आप पीजिए, क्योंकि समुद्र का भी विष पिए थे।
यू प्लीज ड्रिंक दिस पॉइजन, यू हैव टेकन, यू प्रीवियसली यू ड्रैंक एन ओशन ऑफ पॉइजन, यू पुट इट इन योर पाम एंड यू ड्रैंक इट, सो व्हाट इज दिस लिटिल बिट ऑफ फ्यू ड्रॉप्स ऑफ पॉइजन फॉर यू।
समुद्र मंथन के समय कितना भारी स्टॉक विष था, उसको हथेली पर करके पी गए।
At the time of the churning of the ocean, there was a huge stock of poison. He put everything on his palm and he drank. So for him, it's nothing big. Closing his eyes as if praying to Lord Shiva for this. I have now. I'm in need of you. Please come.
Eighth. नेत्रों ने सोचा.
The eyes thought.
श्री कृष्ण के नेत्र ने विचार किया।
लॉर्ड कृष्णस आईज दे थॉट,
परम स्वतंत्र ईश्वर,
ऑल इंडिपेंडेंट सुप्रीम लॉर्ड,
जो गति दे,
ही कैन गिव पूतना एनी गति, ही कैन सेंड हर टू हेवन्स और लिबरेट हर।
हम दोनों इससे चंद्रमार्ग अथवा सूर्य मार्ग दोनों से एक भी नहीं देंगे।
बट वी विल नॉट लेट हर गो थ्रू आवर पाथ, देयर इज अ चंद्र path and there is a Surya path for the living entities that go up. So they close. This is Hari Sori Prabhu is explaining. In Lord's eyes, one is Lord Surya Dev, one is Sun God, one is Moon God. The living entity, when it goes upwards, there is two paths. One is Chandra path and one is Surya path. So through those two paths they go in higher lokas. So the sun and the moon gods residing on Krishna's eyelids, on his eyes, they were thinking that the Lord is so merciful. He will definitely liberate her. But we will not let her go through our path. Krishna, he can find the third path and use any other path, but we will not let her go through our path. She's this wicked, sinful putana. We will not let her go. Both eyes were closed. This is the bhav, this is the feeling of Hari Sori Prabhu. They did not want that she go higher planets.
नेत्रों ने सोचा पूतना के नेत्र हैं तो हमारी जाति के, परंतु ये इस क्रूर राक्षसी की शोभा बढ़ा रहे।
The Krishna's eyes, they thought, although Putana's eyes is are of same caste as us, they're also eyes and we're also eyes.
ये अपने होने पर भी दर्शन के योग्य नहीं है।
Even though her eyes are our own caste and they're so beautiful, but she is not worthy of having darshan of. So we will not let Krishna take darshan of her. So they close themselves.
अपने को पलकों से ढक लिए। तो पूतना की आंखें और भगवान की आंखें एक जाति की है। नाक होने से वो भी आंख है, ये भी आंख है।
Krishna's eyes, they thought, although Putana's eyes were very beautiful, they were thinking, she is our caste, the eyes. Why her eyes are making her form more beautiful? We will not accept that. Even though her eyes are our own caste, but we will not let Krishna take darshan of her. Her eyes are increasing the beauty of the Rakshasi. So we will not let Krishna see her.
Krishna ke netron mein asthit धर्मात्मा निमि ने उस दुष्ट को देखना उचित न समझ कर
धर्मात्मा महाराज निमि who lives on Krishna's eyelids, he decided that it is not proper for Krishna to look at this sinful Rakshasi.
अच्छा निमि महाराज जो सभी प्राणियों के नेत्र पर रहते हैं उस हिसाब से हरिश्वर जी कह रहे हैं कि
so,
भगवान के आंख पर भी निमि महाराज
he is thinking Hariswari Maharaj is thinking that even because Krishna is doing human pastimes in human form, so Nimi Maharaj must be on his eyelids also. Nimi Maharaj is what allows people to blink their eyes.
Nimi Maharaj ne socha ki isko nahi dekhna
chahiye. So Nimi Maharaj said, "I will not let Krishna's eyes open." Nimi Maharaj lifts and closes the eyelashes.
निमि महाराज ने मानो भगवान के पलकों को ढक दिया.
As if Nimi Maharaj, he closed Krishna's lashes, eyelids.
श्री कृष्ण के नेत्र राजहंस हैं. उन्हें बाकी पुतना के दर्शन करने को उत्कंठा नहीं.
Lord Krishna's eyes are Rajhans, most gracious swans, sorry. And they have no right to take darshan of this wicked putana.
नेत्र बंद कर लीजिए, कर ले. भगवान के नेत्रों को राजहंस कहा जाता है.
Lord's eyes are called Rajhans.
Rajhans एक बकी का.
And putana is baki. Baki is a sister of Bakasur. How can a Rajhans, a swan, a very very aristocratic swan, how can he take darshan of Baki, who is a sister of Bakasur? It's not possible.
Baki means Bagla Kestri. Isko Baki kahte hain. Aho Baki yam stanakal kutam.
Putana is sometimes called Baki. She is the sister of Bakasur.
Baki ka muh kaise dekhenge? Shayad ye soch kar ke netra band ho gaye.
How can this kingly swan look at Baki? Thinking this, Krishna closed his eyes.
Isne mata ka roop dharan kar rakha hai, parantu hriday mein atyant krurata.
Krishna thought that externally she has taken the form of my mother, but internally she is so cruel.
Parantu hriday mein atyant krurata bhare hue hai.
Her heart is full of this cruel ideas of killing the babies. Such a cruel person, even though she is dressed herself like my mother, I do not want to see her face.
वेश बनाकर आई है, गोपी का वेश बनाकर के आई है, लेकिन भीतर से बहुत क्रूर है, इसलिए इसका मुंह नहीं देखना चाहिए.
He thought that if she realizes that Krishna is not at all afraid, then she might leave him for later and go and start working on other children. And so he kept his eyes closed.
भगवान ने सोचा कि अगर मैं नेत्र खुला रखूंगा तो ये सोचेंगे कि अरे इसको तो कोई भय नहीं लग रहा है. इस विचार से वैराग्य पूर्वक नेत्र बंद कर दिया.
In Bal Leela, in the very beginning of his Bal Leela, he already bumped into a woman. Thinking this, out of his renunciation feeling, he closed his eyes.
बंद किया इस पल कहते हैं भक्त कवि के.
Why he closed his eyes? One devotee poet he says.
मैंने सोचा कि देखो लीला करने चला हूँ तब तक पहली लीला में ही स्त्री से लड़ाई ठन गई.
He thought, I have come to do Leela, and is in first Leela already I have had to have a fight with a woman. And this is why he closed his eyes. It's not proper to see her face.
Sri Krishna ke man mein yah baat aayi ki karuna drishti se dekhunga.
Sri Krishna thought that if I look at her with a merciful glance, then I will decide not to kill her.
और उग्र दृष्टि से देखूंगा तो जल कर राख हो जाए.
And if I see her with with the vision of anger, a glance, angry glance, then she will be burned to ashes.
इसलिए न देखना ही ठीक है.
Therefore, it's better not to see.
लीला के सिद्धि के लिए नेत्र बंद कर लेना.
To perform his लीला, to perform a successful लीला, it's better to just keep my eyes closed. Because if I see her with an affectionate glance,
तो मेरे मन में माँ का भाव आएगा कि हमारी माँ बन.
So then, if I see her with affectionate glance, then I will think of her like my mother. I will start to have affectionate mother feeling that I have for my mother, and I will not be able to kill her.
और अगर उग्र दृष्टि से देखूंगा तो जलकर भस्म हो जाएगी.
And if I see her with an angry glance, she will burn to ashes. So if I do not see her, then I'll be able to perform this lila.
धात्री का वेश धारण करके आई है, मरना उचित नहीं है, परंतु यह और ग्वाल बालों को मारेगी.
She has come in the form of my mother, so it's not proper to kill her because she has come in the form of my mother. But to protect other children of Braj, she is going to kill all the other children, so I have to kill her.
इसका यह भेष है, देखे बिना ही मार डालना चाहिए.
And I have to kill her without seeing this form of my mother.
धात्री का वेश धारण करके आई है, माँ का वेश, इसे मारना उचित नहीं है, परंतु अन्य बालकों को मारेगी.
She will kill other children. So protect the other children. I have to kill her without seeing her this form.
बड़े से बड़ा अनिष्ट योग से निवृत्त हो जाता है, इसलिए
भगवान. The greatest of the troubles can be overcome by yog.
योग दृष्टि संबंधित.
So, as if Krishna trying to let this troubles pass, he decided to take a shelter of yoga. In yoga, you close your eyes.
बहुत बड़ा बड़ा विघ्न योग से टल जाता है.
Many great troubles can be overcome by this. And in yoga, it seems as if Krishna is trying to take shelter of yoga. And how to let these troubles pass? Meditate and let these troubles just pass away.
बाल लीला में सब कुछ संभव है.
In Bal Leela, in Bal Leela, childhood pastimes, anything is possible. So as if Krishna took shelter of yoga.
उतना यह निश्चय करके आई थी कि मैं ब्रज में ब्रज के सारे शिशुओं को मार डालूंगी.
Putana had made up her mind that she will kill all the children in Braj.
परंतु भक्त रक्षा परायण भगवान की कृपा से ब्रज का एक भी शिशु उसे दिखाई.
But भक्त कृपा परायण लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा, by his mercy, he did not allow even one child to be killed by this Putana.
बालकों को खोजती हुई लीला शक्ति की प्रेरणा से सीधे नंदालय आ पहुंची.
By the inspiration of Leela Shakti, while she was looking for babies, she was brought straight to Nanda Maharaj's house.
भगवान ने सोचा कि मेरे भक्त का बुरा करने की बात तो दूर रही, जो मेरे भक्त का बुरा सोचता है, उस दुष्ट का मैं मुंह नहीं देता.
Krishna thought, what to speak of doing harming my devotees? One who even thinks of harming my devotees, I don't even want to see their face.
ब्रज बालक सभी श्री कृष्ण के सखा हैं.
All the children in Braj are Krishna's sakha, his eternal associates. This Putana has decided to kill all his friends, so thinking this, he closed his eyes. He did not want to see her face.
भक्तों का तो कुछ हुआ नहीं ब्रज में, लेकिन भगवान का विचार है कि कोई हमारे भक्त का अनिष्ट भी सोचता है.
Nothing happened to the devotees in Braj, but Krishna always thinks that one who's thinking of harming his devotees, he does not like to see their face.
इसलिए नेत्र बंद कर ली.
And therefore he closed his eyes.
भीष्म आकृति को छिपाकर राक्षसी माया से दिव्य रमणी का रूप बनाकर.
This Putana, she has hidden her original form as a huge Rakshasi, and she has taken this beautiful form. He thought that with Maya, he has made this Maya form, so if I look at her, Maya will not be able to stay, and she will again accept her original form. And if my mother, Yashoda, she sees this terrible form of Putana in front of me, then she might get a heart attack and she might die. Out of this fear, he kept his eyes closed. So it's not good to see her. Let her come with this, in this beautiful form. So Lord closed his eyes. Next. Putana has come with, she has made up her mind to kill. But instead of giving her punishment for this hinsa, for this
param kalyan karna chahte hain bhagwan samast sar uska pran badh matra karke param kalyan.
He decided not to give her punishment by of killing her, but just taking away her life and liberating her.
So kalyan bhi nahi, isliye putna ke kalyanarth bhi uska pran badh karne se lajja aati hai.
He was feeling embarrassed to have to kill this woman. So thinking of that, he closed his eyes.
Bhagwan ne socha ki iske sharir ko nasht kar dena hai, isko bahut sundar divya chinmay swarup dena hai.
The Lord thought, I have to destroy this terrible body she has, and I have to give her a transcendental beautiful body.
यह कार्य पुतने के हित के लिए ही हो रहा था, लेकिन भगवान ने सोचा कि फिर भी।
Although this lila was for Putana's own good, killing her was and delivering her and giving her a beautiful body, it was for her own good. But he would have to do. He would have to kill her. This cruel activity of killing her. So thinking of that, he closed his eyes.
Bhagwan jagat pita hai.
The Lord is the father of everyone. The demons and rakshasas and rakshasis, they are also his children.
Parve sarvatha uchinkhal aur udand ho gaye hain, isliye unhe dand dena avashyak.
But they have become rascals, and they have become they are not following the principles and his orders. So it is necessary that he has to punish them. Sometimes, out of affection, mother and father, parents, they give a little punishment to their child to keep them online.
So, उनके मन में दुख है, होता है, परंतु वे
They don't like it. They feel sad to punish their child, but they have to externally show that they're not afraid or they don't feel bad by giving them this punishment. Sometimes the Lord, he kills the demons, and he feels distress in killing them. But to show them, for them, he wants them to be afraid of him, afraid of God. So he does not show that he is sad, and in this way he keeps them under control. And he did not want to see Putana suffering at the time of death. So he closed his eyes. That is very good feeling, this explanation. The Lord is everyone's father. He's very affectionate to all his children, just like any parent is. Sometimes a parent has to chastise a child, and they don't like to do that. They feel, but for the child's own good, they do that. They give him the punishment. but they do not show in front of the child how much they feel suffering by giving him this little chastisement. If they did, then the child will be not afraid of the parent's chastisement and he will go on being more naughty.
भगवान भी असुरों को मारते हैं तो ऐसे मारते हैं कि उनको अन्य असुरों को पता न लगे कि ये दुखी हैं।
When Lord he kills the demons, he does it in such a way that the other demons not see that he is distressed about killing the rascal demons.
हमको दुख होता है मारने में, लेकिन जरूरी समझ करके मारते हैं। तो इसी तरह से भगवान ने
He feels that it's necessary to kill the demons.
अपने आँख से देखना नहीं चाहते थे कि छटपट आएगी, ये होगी, वो होगी.
And he knew that when Putana dies, she will feel a lot of pain and scream and throw her hands and feet. So he did not want to see all that, and he kept his eyes closed.
नेत्र बंद करके ही दूध पिए और पीते पीते ही मार डाले, उसका छटपटाना अपनी आँख से नहीं देखा.
He thought, I'll keep my eyes closed and I'll drink the milk. And while I'm drinking the milk, I will take her life away and I will not want to see her leaving her body. The Lord heard the screaming and shouting. He could not close his eyes, his childhood pastimes. But he didn't see with his eyes.
छोटे बालकों का स्वभाव ही है कि अपने माँ के सामने खूब खेलते हैं.
It is the nature of small children that in front of their mother they would play, but if a stranger comes, they don't feel comfortable and they close their eyes. This is the nature of small babies, we have seen. The Lord is performing childhood pastimes, so by nature he closed his eyes. He did not want to see an outsider in his room.
अपरिचित पुतना को देख कर इसलिए बाल लीला बिहारी भगवान ने नेत्र बंद कर ली. यह उनकी बाल लीला का माधुर्य.
This is the madhurya feelings of his bal lila, childhood pastimes. These are the feelings of various devotees.
इस प्रकार से भक्तों ने बहुत से उपेक्षाएं किया.
All described their feelings as to why Lord Krishna kept his eyes closed.
आँख बंद है तो पुतने के दृष्टिकोण से सुखदेव गोस्वामी वर्णन कर रहे हैं.
Putana is seeing that Krishna's eyes are closed. So according to Putana's vision, Sukadev Goswami is explaining.
पुतने का वर्णन करके फिर भगवान के रूप का वर्णन कर रहे हैं.
After describing Putana, Sukadev Goswami is describing the form of Krishna. What did Krishna look like? He showed, explained Krishna to be as if he is this burning hot red coal covered by ashes. And if somebody thinks that this is just ash, and somebody jumps in there, they will burn themselves.
इसी तरह पूतना श्री कृष्ण को एक साधारण बच्चा समझ करके आई है.
So Putana has thought that Krishna is an ordinary child. But when she will pick him up, and when she will pick him up and start nursing him, and then he will realize that what kind of dangerous serpent she has picked up.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी आगे उदाहरण भी दिए हैं कि जब उसने अनंत मारो पैदंक मंतकम जथोरगम सुप्त मबुद्धि रहती. जब उसने अनंत मारो पैदंक मंतकम.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी हैज लेटर एक्सप्लेन्ड आल्सो एंड गिवन एन एग्जांपल जस्ट लाइक
थोरगम सुप्त मबुद्धि रज्जुधि. कोई अबुद्धि, कोई बेवकूफ आदमी,
जस्ट लाइक सम अनइंटेलिजेंट पर्सन
कुंडली बना करके बैठे हुए सर.
When he sees a snake who has coiled his body and he thinks it's a rope, and he just picks up this coiled snake thinking it's a rope.
भयंकर नाग है और उसको रस्सी समझ करके उठा.
Dangerous serpent. In this way, Putana lifted Krishna.
विचार सब नष्ट हो जाएंगे. वह माता यशोदा की गति प्राप्त करेगी.
After that, her terrible body and her bad consciousness, all will be destroyed, and she will achieve a motherly body, just like Mother Yashoda's body in the spiritual world. But the way she is picking up Krishna, it is most amazing. In this Leela, there is a very grave feeling hidden in this Leela. And in this is the Leela that has made Sukadev Goswami into a devotee. This sloka, when he heard, Uddhav is speaking this sloka and crying.
विष लगाकर के स्तनों में मारने आई थी पूतना और पूतना को भगवान ने मात्री गति
दैट पूतना हैड कम टू किल कृष्णा बाय पुटिंग स्मीरिंग पॉइजन ऑन हर ब्रेस्ट बट कृष्णा हैज लिबरेटेड हर एंड गिवन हर द सेम प्लेस इन इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड एज हिज मदर यशोदा
कृष्ण के समान कौन दयालु है
हु कैन बी मोर मर्सीफुल देन कृष्णा थिंकिंग दिस उद्धव इज क्राइंग
क्रूर राक्षसी जो उन्हीं को मारने के लिए आई थी उसको
दिस क्रूर राक्षसी दिस क्रूर पुतना शी केम टू किल कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ बट व्हाट डिड ही डू ही डिलीवर्ड हर एंड गेव हर मेड हर हिज मदर
कोई गुण नहीं कुछ नहीं
ऑन व्हाट क्वालिटी डिड शी हैव नथिंग
ये कहीं गुण था पूतना में
देयर वाज ओनली वन क्वालिटी शी हैड
हरिश्वर जी कहते
हैं हरिश्वर प्रभु इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट शी हैड ओनली वन क्वालिटी
जैसे भी हो वह ब्रज में आई
दैट समहाउ और अदर शी केम टू ब्रज
भगवान के पास आई
शी केम टू कृष्णा
अभिमुख्य मात्र कहते हैं
दिस इज कॉल्ड अभिमुख्य मात्र श्री कृष्ण डज नॉट सी हु इट इज
मेरे पास
और व्हाट ही हैज डन ही हैज कम टू मी दैट्स ऑल ही सीज
किस अभिप्राय से आया ये सब नहीं देखते हैं
ही केम विद व्हाट ही केम विद व्हाट आइडिया ही डजंट सी ऑल दैट जस्ट लाइक द स्टोन कॉल्ड पारस मणि
स्पर्श मारी उस पर
थर्ड स्टोन
लोहा को सुलाइए प्रेम से चाहे इसे मारिए किसी तरह से
दिस पारस स्टोन यू इफ यू टच एन आयरन टू इट इट बिकम्स द आयरन बिकम्स गोल्ड नाउ वेदर यू ले द आयरन रॉड ऑन इट और वेदर यू हिट इट विद द आयरन रॉड विल स्टिल बिकम गोल्ड
लोहा को सोना बना देगा यह स्पर्श मणि का सहज प्रभाव है
This is the natural effect of parasmani.
लोहा के साथ स्पर्श होते ही लोहा को सोना बना देता है.
Just by touching the iron, it becomes gold. This is an ordinary material thing can do this.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण के पास कोई आवे या कोई उनका
So if someone comes to Lord Sri Krishna and offers obeisances.
श्री कृष्ण का जो अलौकिक अचिंत प्रभाव है उस भक्त में चला आता उस निर्जीव में चला आता है
सो द इन्फिनिट पावर ऑफ कृष्ण इट गोज इन साइड द लिविंग एंटिटी
चाहे किसी बार से कर
वट एवर रीजन ही मे हैव कम टू सी कृष्ण
कोई हटाने के लिए हाथ से पकड़े खुला था
जस्ट लाइक इफ देर इज अ नेकेड इलेक्ट्रिक वायर एंड इफ समबडी टचेस ट्राइज टू कैच इट विद देयर हैंड और मे बी He thinks that it's a string or a wire or just a rope, and if he holds on to it, he will get the electric shock. This is the nature of the electric wire. We have seen sometimes we don't want to, but we get electrocuted by touching this electric wire. So this is the vastu shakti. So the vastu shakti of Krishna is that he is kripa moy. He is all kripa.
जीव के वे दोषों को नहीं देखते.
He does not see any faults of the living entity.
केवल इतना ही देखते हैं कि मेरे पास आया.
All he sees is that he has come to me.
मेरा नाम ले रहा.
He is saying my name. He is offering obeisances.
गुण दोष पर भगवान विचार नहीं करता.
The Lord does not even think of his bad qualities. That he is so sinful, he has done so many bad things.
Surdas ji ek pad mein likhe hain, prabhu mere avgun chitna dharo.
Surdas had said in a verse in one of his poems, prabhu mere avgun chitna dharo.
Udaharan dete hain ki ek loha,
and he gives an example that one iron is used in the deity room and one iron is used in the butcher's house.
एक लोहा है जिसे भगवान के किचन में,
वी कीप आयरन नाइफ इन कृष्णस किचन टू कट फ्रूट्स.
एक लोहा को भगवान के डीटी रूम में रखते हैं
एंड वन
भगवान के लिए पकाते हैं, काटते हैं कोई सब्जी वगैरह, और एक लोहा घर बधिक पर्व, एक बहेलिया के हंटर,
एंड वन आयरन इट इज इन हंटर्स हाउस.
लेकिन उस छुरी को या इस छुरी को, दोनों को लोहा से सटाया जाए तो दोनों को सोने बनाएगा. ये नहीं,
दैट नाइफ, द डीटी नाइफ और दिस बुचर्स नाइफ, बोथ आर आयरन नाइफ एंड यू कैन टच बोथ ऑफ दिस नाइफ्स टू पारस स्टोन एंड द पारस स्टोन डज नॉट मेक डिस्टिंक्शन दैट दिस इज अ डीटी नाइफ एंड दिस इज अ बुचर्स नाइफ. ही टर्न्स बोथ ऑफ देम इन टू गोल्ड.
पारसमाली ये नहीं कहेगा कि अरे ये तो हंटर के घर में था.
Does not think that this knife has been in a hunter's house. He has killed so many animals and other people or living entities. He doesn't even consider. He makes it gold.
कंचन करत खरो.
Actually, this is also the nature of Krishna.
बुरा है, क्या है, ये अपना गुण उसमें संचारित कर.
He does not see who's good and who's bad. He gives his own qualities. He transfers into their bodies immediately.
नहीं तो हजारों पशुओं को मारने वाला एक छुरी और एक भगवान.
Otherwise, a knife that has killed thousands of animals and the other knife that has been used in Krishna's service.
देखा जाए तो वो परम पवित्र है, परम अपवित्र.
इफ यू लुक एट बोथ ऑफ देम, वन इज मोस्ट प्योर एंड अदर वन इज सो इम्प्योर.
स्पर्श मणि पारस पत्र ये नहीं देखता,
बट स्पर्श मणि द टच स्टोन पारस,
दोनों को सोना.
ही मेक्स देम बोथ गोल्ड. ही डज नॉट मेक डिस्टिंक्शन.
भगवान का ऐसा ही अलौकिक अद्भुत प्रभाव है.
The Lord's influence is so amazing. He never thought that she has come to me with such a terrible inclination of poisoning me or killing me. He never considered that. But she has come to me. And another quality he saw that she has come in the form of my mother. She is wearing gopi dress. This was also a reason.
कपड़ा पहनी.
She's wearing my mother's clothes.
इसे माँ बना ही लेना है.
So I have to make her my mother. This is the natural thought of Krishna. She has come to me. Why she has come? He never considered. She has come to me, and she looks like my mother. That's all he saw.
यह अन्याय नहीं है भगवान का, ये भगवान का सहज स्वभाव है.
यू मे से इट्स अनफेयर. दिस इज नॉट अनफेयर. दिस इज जस्ट कृष्णस नेचुरल, हिज नेचुरल स्वभाव. दिस इज हिज नेचर.
सहज दया, सहज महाप्रभाव,
जस्ट सिंपली मर्सीफुल.
यही बात इस कथा में मुख्य रूप से आएगी.
दिस इज द मेन आइडिया ऑफ दिस पूतना वध कथा.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी इस कथा में इतना कमेंट दिए हैं, 6 श्लोक मैंने बहुत बढ़िया से बोले हैं लास्ट में.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी हैज गिवन सो मच कमेंट ऑन दिस पॉइंट इन 6 verses एट द एंड. ही हैज स्पोकन अबाउट कृष्णस मर्सीफुल क्वालिटी.
रुधिर आसना, ऐसे ऐसे विशेषण दे रहे हैं, और कहते हैं कि हरि को स्तन दे करके उसने मातृगति प्राप्त की.
एंड ही इज सेइंग दैट she gave her breast milk to Hari and she became his mother. She did not come to give Krishna his milk, but Krishna considered that she came to give him her milk. She actually came with terrible poison smeared, wanting to kill him. According to Srila Sukadev Goswami's verses, we will give some light on this quality of Lord Shri Krishna. And we will go on. But today I don't want to kill Putana. She is taking darshan of Krishna and Krishna has his eyes closed.
Hare Krishna.
Putana, she had made herself extremely beautiful and she came to kill Krishna.
अपने स्तनों में वो हलाहल विष लगा कर
There is a poison called halahal poison. She smeared that poison on her breast.
हलाहल विष है, बहुत भयंकर विष है.
हलाहल poison is the most dangerous poison.
थोड़ा थोड़ा अंश सर्प में, बिच्छू में, मच्छर में.
That is the poison Lord Shiva drank. And very, very small fraction of that poison is in snakes, scorpions, in very tiny fragment, in mosquitoes, and also in some poisonous creepers. When Lord Shiva was drinking the poison that came out of the ocean, the whole ocean of poison, he put all that poison on his palm. This is his power, that he can do that. He actually put the whole ocean on his hand and he drank all that. When he was drinking, a few drops fell. It's not that he was careless that a few drops fell. He let a few drops fall to show the effect of that poison. And that poison was taken by all these kinds of living entities.
वैसे तो प्रश्न बहुत किया जाता है कि जब सारे देवता और असुर मर रहे थे उस विष की ज्वाला से तो वे लोग कैसे जी गए सांप कैसे
यू मे हैव क्वेश्चन व्हेन द होल यूनिवर्स ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स डीमन ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज वर डाइंग ऑफ दैट पॉइजन द फ्यूम्स ऑफ दैट पॉइजन हाउ इज इट दैट दोज लिविंग एंटिटीज द स्नेक्स एटसेट्रा दैट गॉट अ फ्यू ड्रॉप्स हाउ इज इट दैट दे डिड नॉट डाई
एक बार एक भक्त पूछा
अ डिवोटी हैड आस्क्ड मी दैट वंस
ना माथा खाते हैं कोई कोई
समटाइम्स दे आस्क सच क्वेश्चंस
मैं कहा कि अरे भगवान की सृष्टि है भाई कोई व्यक्ति कुछ खाता है तो
आई सेड दिस इज द लॉर्ड्स सृष्टि दिस इज हिज क्रिएशन अ पर्सन कैन ईट वन थिंग एंड इट विल गिव हिम स्ट्रेंथ एंड इट कैन बी पॉइजन फॉर अनदर पर्सन
भोजन बन जाता है कोई कुछ खाता है तो उसमें वो शक्ति देता है दूसरे तरह से रक्त बनता है जो भी हो वो विष से गिरा भागवत में लिखा गया है
वट एवर इट इज
सर्पों ने
दैट पॉइजन फेल एंड सम स्नेक्स
मच्छर आदि
सम स्नेक्स सम स्कॉर्पियंस सम इंसेक्ट्स एंड एटसेट्रा They drank that poison. Poison is still present today. In this way, that halahal poison was used through all these living entities, and they're still poisonous. So, this Putana, she had used that halahal poison she had smeared on her breast. That kind of poison, if a baby touches with his lip, he will die. It was so dangerous, this poison. That cruel Rakshasi, she arrived in Braj at night. And she went to see Krishna, kill Krishna. In text 8, Srila Sukadev Goswami says that Krishna is Chara Charatma. He's a super soul of char and achar living entities, of all pervading super soul.
Shri Krishna sabhi praniyon ke bhitar hai.
He is inside every living entity.
Kai bar Gita mein kaha hai.
This he has spoken so many times in Bhagavad Gita.
Atma guda kesa sarbhuta se asthita. Sarvasya chahan hridi sannivishta matta smritir gyanma pahanam cha. Ishwara sarbhuta nam hridi se arjun tishtha.
This is Krishna's daya. This is his mercy that he is in all of our hearts. Those char living entities, those means those that move, like humans, animals, birds, fish, etc. He is in their hearts. And the unmoving, achar. Achar means those that do not move, like trees. Trees don't move. They're called achar. There are two kinds of living entities in this world: char, the moving, and achar, the non-moving.
Achar. सबके हृदय में श्री कृष्ण रहते हैं.
He lives in everyone's heart. This is eternal truth. The devotees should not just know it, but they should also realize it. That Lord Shri Krishna is in everyone's heart. There is no one that's not included. Sarvasya, he is in everyone's. He lives in everyone's heart. And what does he do there? Matta smritir gyanam apohanam. I give them the remembrance. I give him the knowledge to do anything. I also give him vismriti, forgetfulness, apohanam.
So,
living in everyone's heart, he gives them gyan, knowledge. He gives them remembrance that wake up, it's time to go to the office. The person knows where he has to go, but Krishna is the one who's sanctioning. And apohanam, he makes them forget. When you sleep, when a person is sleeping, he forgets everything. And that forgetfulness is also important. Forgetfulness during a sleeping stage is very, very important. And a lot of people, they don't get sleep. And that is not good. This is Lord's mercy that all the troubles of this world we forget for a little while. This is His mercy that we forget. Sometimes a person is in great anxiety and the other person says, go to sleep, stop worrying, just go to sleep. So many living entities are sleeping at night. Some people even keep sleeping in the day. It is 10 o'clock, 11, 12, they're still sleeping. I think Krishna gives them too much vismriti, too much apohanam, forgetfulness. To sleep is a sukh, is some enjoyment that a person is able to get some sleep. The Lord allows us to sleep. The Lord, He is in everyone's heart. And to remind someone of something is in His hand. Such a person who is in everyone's heart, how could he not know that Putana has arrived?
He
knew that Putana is an expert in killing babies, and she has come to kill me. He understood. But he did not see her face. When she entered in the room before that, he closed the eyes. He did not look at her first, then close his eyes. He knew that she was coming in the room, and he closed his eyes before she even came in.
भगवान ने क्यों आंख बंद किया इस पर अनेक आचार्यों ने अनेक प्रकार की बात कही है उत्प्रेक्षा कही
Why Krishna closed his eyes, we have explained. Many devotees and acharyas have already given their feelings, their comments. There was about 19 or 20 different comments of the acharyas and the devotees why Krishna had closed his eyes.
उसके आगे की कथा मैं अब कह रहा हूँ
तो नाउ वी विल बिगिन द कथा फ्रॉम दैट पॉइंट सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज टेक्स्ट 9
भगवान ने जब देखा चार और अचर के आत्मा है सब कुछ जानते हैं तो वे
लॉर्ड हु इज द आत्मा सुपर सोल ऑफ ऑल चार एंड अचर व्हेन ही सॉ
पहले बहुत पहले ही जानते हैं सभी जीवों के हृदय में
ही न्यू वेल बिफोर व्हाट शी हैड इन माइंड व्हेन अ पर्सन डिसाइड समथिंग इन हिज माइंड व्हाट ही विल डिसाइड और ही हैज ऑलरेडी डिसाइडेड Krishna already knows always for all living entities. So why would he wouldn't know her ideas when she has already entered his room?
जो अनंत अनंत योजन दूर जीवों के हृदय की बात और कोटि कोटि वर्ष पहले की आगे की सब जानते
हैं। The personality, the super soul who knows the hearts and the minds of unlimited living entities, unlimited long long time ago and in the future and now, past, present and future.
आगे भविष्य में सैकड़ों वर्ष के बाद किस तिथि को
इन द फ्यूचर इन आफ्टर मिलियंस ऑफ इयर्स ऑन व्हाट डेट
मिनट में हम क्या सोचेंगे वे जानते हैं
ऑन व्हाट डेट ऑन इन व्हाट मिनट व्हाट वी विल थिंक ही नोज
सबका जानते हैं
फॉर एवरीवन
वेदा हम समतीतानि वर्तमानानि चार्जुन भविष्याणि च भूतानि माम तु वेदन कश्चन
भगवद गीता ही सेज
श्री भगवान कहते हैं
श्री भगवान सेज
अहम अतीतानि वेद अतीत कहते हैं बीते हुए को
अतीतानि वेद अतीत मीन्स पास्ट
कुछ भी हुआ है कोई प्राणी कब हंसा है
इन पास्ट एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी व्हाट ईच वन हैज डन इन पास्ट एट एनी टाइम व्हेन ही हैज स्माइल्ड व्हेन ही हैज लाफ्ड व्हेन ही हैज स्लेप्ट व्हाट ही हैज थॉट फॉर अनलिमिटेड लिविंग एंटिटीज
वर्तमान
एंड वर्तमानानि चार्जुना
क्या सोच रहा है
एंड इन द प्रेजेंट व्हाट ही इज थिंकिंग व्हाट ही इज डूइंग फॉर एवरी अनलिमिटेड ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज एट एनी वन टाइम ही नोज
भविष्याणि च भूतानि
एंड भविष्याणि च भूतानि
करेगा खाएगा सोएगा मरेगा वो सब कृष्ण जानते हैं
एंड इन द भविष्य इन द फ्यूचर व्हाट एनी लिविंग एंटिटी विल डू What he'll eat, when he'll sleep, what he'll speak, he knows everything.
किस मिनट पर क्या होगा, कैसे होगा, वो सब जानता
है. At what minute, which minute, what will happen, he knows everything.
इमाम तो वेदन कष्ट पर दुख की बात है कि हमको कोई नहीं जानता.
But it's a sad thing that nobody knows me.
ये भगवान बोल रहे हैं.
This is Krishna saying.
तो ऐसे सर्व.
I know everything, but no one knows me. This all-knowing Supreme Lord, he knew that Putana, the witch, with this terrible idea in her heart, has come to me. Thinking this, he had closed his eyes.
आंखें बंद किए थे और पुतना आई बहुत सुंदरी स्त्री बनी
एंड पुतना वेरी ब्यूटीफुल फॉर्म शी केम जस्ट लाइक सुखदेव गोस्वामी हैड सेड इन द प्रीवियस वर्स दैट ब्रजवासी लेडीज दे वर टॉकिंग दैट दिस इज साक्षात लक्ष्मी देवी हरसेल्फ हैज कम
पुतना को लक्ष्मी कह रहे थे और लक्ष्मी जी आगे क्या नाटक करेगी
पुतना दे वर कॉलिंग हर लक्ष्मी And what Lakshmi will do drama later on, they will see.
वो लोग सब आपस में बात करें तो लक्ष्मी जी है, लक्ष्मी जी है.
They were all talking amongst themselves. It's Lakshmi. It's Lakshmi.
पूछो कहाँ से आई?
Ask her, where she come from?
और वो गई तो कोई रुक नहीं रहा था. वो सीधे गई और बच्चे को गोद में उठा ली.
She went straight to Nanda Maharaj's room, and she just picked up the baby and put him on her lap.
वो गोद में ले लिया. कैसे?
How? Sukadev Goswami says, just like an unintelligent, foolish person places a sleeping snake on his lap, just like a foolish, unintelligent person picks up, thinks that a snake is a rope. A snake, when he's sleeping, he makes himself coiled up and he just picks up this snake and puts it on his lap.
जिसके थोड़ा सा दंशन करते ही आदमी में विष व्याप्त हो जाता है, मर जाता है.
Just like if there is a very dangerous poisonous snake, that just by touching his little bit of venom, a person can die.
वो सांप कभी-कभी ऐसे बैठता है, कुंडली में.
Those kind of snakes, when they're sleeping, they just make themselves in a small coil and they sleep like that.
कुंडली को अंग्रेजी में क्या कहते हैं? Coil.
Like a coil.
Coil जैसे बनाकर वो बैठते हैं, उसका स्वभाव यही है.
That is their nature. They don't sleep lengthwise. They coil themselves.
और सोता है, बैठता है. तो जैसे ऐसे सुप्तम उरगम, इसमें सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं सुप्तम उरगम. सुप्तम का अर्थ है स्लीपिंग.
सुप्तम मीन्स स्लीपिंग.
उर से छाती से चलने वाला सांप पृथ्वी पर ऐसे चलता है. वो अपने पेट के बल से.
A snake does not walk like that. He slithers. That's why it's called urag, a snake.
गच्छति इति उरग, जो उरग से चलता.
A snake is called urag.
कुंडली बना करके बैठा सोया हो और उसको कोई.
It's like an urag, a snake.
रस्सी समझ करके उठा ले.
Coils himself and sleeps or rests. And a foolish person thinks it's a rope and he just picks up the snake.
उसे दस्त देगा, वो मर जाएगा.
The snake will bite and the person will die. This is the example Sukadev Goswami is giving here.
तो उस तरह से उसने कृष्ण को अपने लैप में, गोद में उठा लिया.
In this way she picked up Krishna and put Krishna on her lap.
उठाई तो भगवान कोई प्रतिकार नहीं किया.
When she picked up, Lord did not resist.
ऐसा नहीं कि आया करके उसके गोद से हट है.
He did not say like an ordinary baby, I started crying and reaching out for his mother. He did not say anything.
जैसे बच्चे अपरिचित को देख करके नहीं जाना चाहते.
Just like we see that children who they do not like to go to a stranger's lap.
है ना?
We've seen. They cry to go to their mother.
माँ को देखते हैं, जाते हैं, रो करते हैं.
They cry and they look at their mother, pick me up.
कोई उठाता है कोई अपरिचित व्यक्ति तो वो डिनाई करते हैं, नहीं करना जाना चाहते.
If a stranger picks them up, they resist, they deny, they don't want to go in their lap.
कृष्ण थोड़ा भी डिनाई नहीं किया.
But Krishna did not resist at all. In fact, he pretended like he was sleeping.
पुतना हमें गोद में ले ले.
So that Putana can pick him up easily. And what did she say? She said, "Aha, so beautiful. Your baby is so beautiful."
अच्छा, कितना अच्छा. और यशोदा और रोहिणी तो देख करके हका बका रह रही, वो रोक भी नहीं पाए.
यशोदा एंड रोहिणी वर जस्ट लुकिंग एट दिस ब्यूटीफुल वुमन्स फेस विद देयर माउथ जॉज ओपन. And they could not stop her even.
रोक भी नहीं पाई. चक्रवर्ती पाद जी लिखते हैं.
चक्रवर्ती पाद ही हैज रिटन दैट यशोदा वाज थिंकिंग दैट एक्चुअली दिस लेडी, दिस मदर इज एक्चुअली रियल मदर.
उसको संदेह होने लगा कि मैं माँ हूँ कि ये माँ.
एंड ही सेड दैट एक्चुअली शी वाज इन डाउट, आई एम द मदर और शी इज द मदर. शी इज सो मदरली, शी हैज सो मच अफेक्शन. शी For a moment she couldn't realize who is the real mother.
Itna natak kar rahi thi.
So much drama she was doing. Oh my Lala, you're so beautiful. She wanted to do is feed him. She was thinking, she didn't want Yashoda to say, "Oh, don't pick up my baby." Rohini might stop her. Rohini is Balaram's mother. They were both together. In the next sloka, he says, Janani Hritishtitam, that they both the mothers indeed, they remained silent without prohibiting her. She was so beautiful, so motherly. And even when she actually picked up the baby and put the baby on her lap, they could not do anything or say anything. They thought, she's a Devi. She's Lakshmi Devi. If she picks up my child and puts the baby on her lap, then she will bless my baby. My child will be always protected. And if she feeds him her milk, then oh my God, my child will live forever. Because I'm a human, and this is Lakshmi Devi. And if my child drinks her milk, he will live a long time. He will be always healthy, very intelligent, because the demigod's standard is very high, and this is Lakshmi Devi herself. And therefore Rohini and Yashoda, they both were just watching, they could not say anything. And she was saying so affectionately, such a beautiful baby I have never seen in my whole life. So beautiful. Just by seeing him, my motherly affection, my milk is dripping. And then she started to immediately feed him. And both the mothers, and both mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, just could not do anything. In this prasang, you see, in this katha, Lord's mercy is being described. How much the Lord loves any living entity. Fierce, dangerous Rakshasi. Fierce, dangerous Rakshasi who came to kill Krishna, and he gave her the position of her mother. The good fortune of her mother was given to a person like Putana. Where is the comparison? This is the nature of the Supreme Lord. No one is an outsider for him. He is the same affection for all living entities. Doesn't matter how much a person is fallen, sinful, whatever he may be. But Krishna never forgets him. Just like mother and father, even if the child makes a mistake, the parents never stop loving their child. We have seen. Sometimes a baby is nursing mother's milk, and sometimes when he gets teeth, he hurts his mother with his teeth. Still the mother keeps on nursing the baby. She never says anything or gets angry. Child is sleeping in mother's lap, and sometimes he passes stool or urine. But still, she never complains. She just washes him out of love, very lovingly. And in winter, if she's sleeping and the child wets the bed, she moves over and sleeps on the wet side and lets the child sleep on the dry. We have seen. Just like a mother's affection is there for the child, Krishna has the same affection for all living entities. He never takes a dark side, that he is this child is bad, then this one is bad. He just sees that this person, this living entity, this child of mine is calling me, saying my name, He is offering obeisances. He has come to see me, that's all. Putana, what did she do? The only thing she did good is that she went to Krishna, that's all. She went to Braj. And the second thing, that she was dressed in the same dress like Mother Yashoda. So the Lord saw those two things and He considered those two things. He did not consider anything else. This is all he saw. Never ever considered that she is cruel, she is a Rakshasi, she all her life she has killed babies only. Or she eats flesh, she drinks blood. Never he even thought of those things.
अब सुखदेव गोस्वामी आगे कहते हैं
ना सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज
तांतिक सचिताम अतिबाम चेष्टिताम
टेक्स्ट 9
पुतना कैसी थी
हाउ शी वाज अति तीक्ष्ण चित्तम हर हार्ट वाज वेरी फियर जस्ट लाइक शी वाज हर हार्ट वाज जस्ट लाइक द sharp edge of a sword, sharp sword. She had no mercy for that child, that the child is so small, so tender, so beautiful. She just wanted to kill him. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami says, Tikshna Chittam, very fierce-hearted. How was she fierce? Just like a sharp sword. Very sinful idea. Ativam cheshtitam. What was her chesta? What was she trying? She was trying to treat the child better than a mother.
Ativam cheshtitam. Vam ka artha sundar, anukul. Uski chestaye bahut sundar ho rahi thi.
Her attitude was so nice. If anybody had seen her at that time, they will think that she is the actual mother of Krishna, not Mother Yashoda. That's how she was behaving. Mother Yashoda would never have loved this child so much. This is how she was behaving. She was saying, oh, such a beautiful baby. I wish I had a child like that. Why didn't he take birth from my body? Why wasn't I not able to feed this baby? So, like that she was. Ati, too much. Ati means beyond necessary. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami has used the word Ati, Ativam. Her attitude was so ati. The Lord understood everything. He is Characharatma. But why did He agree to go in her lap? The Lord is the Supreme Lord. Sukadeva Goswami is given the example. What was Putana like and what was Krishna like? He is explaining from the point of view of Putana. Actually, Putana was foolish. Krishna was like the sleeping snake. And Putana was most unintelligent. She, what was she like here? She was like Kosh Parichada Asivat. She was like a very sharp sword within a soft sheath. You can understand if there is a sheath for a sword made of very soft cloth, like velvet.
Man. तो कभी मखमल ऊपर से मरा होता है दिखने में इतना सुंदर लगता है
लुक्स सो ब्यूटीफुल एंड सॉफ्ट दिस न्यू वेलवेट क्लॉथ एंड इनसाइड देयर इज अ वेरी शार्प सोर्ड
मखमल के म्यान के समान
एंड पुतना लुक लाइक दिस हर एक्सटर्नल फॉर्म वाज लाइक अ सॉफ्ट वेलवेटी शील्ड इन विच देयर वाज अ very sharp sword.
परंतु उसका चित जो था तलवार के धार के समान.
This is what her heart was like, a razor sharp edge of a sword.
इतनी सुंदर चेष्टा है लेकिन हृदय कितना.
And Sukadev Goswami is trying to explain here. Such a beautiful form she has, but her heart is so overwhelmed with cruel ideas.
उससे उपमा दे रहे हैं कि जैसे मैं.
And he is giving the example of the sharp sword within a soft sheath. This is how she was.
तस्मिन् स्थानं दुर्जर वीर्य मूलबलम्. उस स्थान पर उस घर में वो गई.
At that place she went. She put Krishna on her lap. Mother Yashoda and they did not say anything. Rather, they thought we were so fortunate that this Devi has come. This Lakshmi Devi is taking, nursing my baby.
बहुत बड़े भाग्य की बात है कि.
Also, she has come on the celebration of the birth of our child. How much a person can become misunderstanding? Misunderstood.
संसार में दिखाया गया.
How much he can misunderstand?
गोपियों को इतना भ्रम हो सकता है तो हम लोगों को कितना भ्रम हो सकता है?
When Mother Yashoda and the gopis can be can understand misunderstand so much, then how much we can misunderstand?
ये व्यक्ति बहुत अच्छा है, बहुत अच्छा है, बहुत अच्छा है, तब तक बाद में लगता है कि सबसे भोगस है.
Sometimes we think, oh, this person is so nice and so nice, and then afterwards we find out that he was the most bogus.
है ना? इस संसार में देखा जाता
है. In this world we see.
आदमी को जल्दी पहचान नहीं होती है.
A person cannot recognize so quickly. Now Lakshmi has come to Braj. They are thinking.
ब्रजवासियों का अनुभव था कि लक्ष्मी जी आई.
This is the experience of the ब्रजवासीज. So much wrong they are.
और पहले तो गोद में ली, पुचकारी, चूमी, उत्तोलन की. इसके बाद धीरे धीरे अपने कंचुकी को, चोली को हटा करके.
At that time, this Putana, when she was trying to put the baby on her breast, she was thinking, she was in great anxiety inside her heart, thinking that maybe Putana might stop me and pull her baby away. But Putana, Mother Yashoda might stop her and pull the baby away. But Mother Yashoda was feeling herself very fortunate.
उस शस्त्र में क्या था? दुर्जर वीर जमुल वनम. सुदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं उसमें.
Sukadev Goswami says her breast had had very dangerous poison smeared. What kind of poison? Durjar and Viryam. Durjar means there is no way you can remove the poison once a person is poisoned.
उसके प्रभाव को, इफेक्ट को हम किसी उपाय से अगर कोई पी ले तो कोई चिकित्सा करके जैसे तैसे उसकी शक्ति को जीर्ण करे, ऐसा कुछ भी नहीं.
There was no counteract. There was no way any doctor, anyone could have counteracted that poison. That's the kind of poison, durjar.
और उल्बण का अर्थ है कि बस ओठ के स्पर्श मात्र से व्यक्ति मर.
And उल्बणम means the kind of poison. It was so fierce that if someone touches to their lip, they will die.
उस विष को स्तन में लगा करके उसने कृष्ण को दिया, ददम.
एंड दैट काइंड ऑफ पॉइजन शी पुट ऑन हर ब्रेस्ट एंड शी गेव टू कृष्ण. ददम शी गेव.
थोड़ी भी दया नहीं
आया. शी हैड नो फीलिंग. शी हैड नो फीलिंग, नो सॉफ्टनेस, इवन अ स्मॉल अंश. शी हैड नो फीलिंग फॉर द चाइल्ड, नो मर्सी.
ये बच्चा मर जाए इसके लिए उसने स्तन दिया.
शी जस्ट वांटेड टू किल हिम. शी इज एक्टिंग लाइक मदर. शी इज एक्टिंग लाइक मदर यशोदा, बट शी इज डूइंग ऑल दिस ड्रामा. शी हैज कम लाइक अ गोपी and she is giving the child this poison. And what did the Lord do? Sukadev Goswami says that what did Krishna do? She held her by both his hands.
पकड़ी थी उनको अपने गोद में और भगवान पुतना के अस्तनों को दोनों हाथ से पकड़े.
That he held with Putana with both hands, and he sucked her with rosh, with anger, he took her life. No, he was not just taking the milk, but he was also taking her life. He sucked so hard that he took away her life. And she was feeling great pain. Her life was black because she was so sinful. He purified her. He took her unlimited lifetimes of sin that she had committed also along with the milk. He took her milk and he took her life. So the question is, did Krishna actually drink a sinful demoness milk, her milk? Actually, he did not drink. He's pretending to. He's doing the drama that he's taking her milk. But how he can drink her milk? She's drinking wine and she's been eating flesh and blood. How he can take her milk? He can't drink milk from such a mother. He was pretending to be drinking. And her hands were so tiny. And he with both hands he held Putana's breast. And for her it felt like some huge crane, some machine is squashing her. And it is a small tiny hands. And she felt great pain. And her life was leaving her body, and her body was covered with sweat. In just a moment, as soon as she gave him her milk, poisoned milk, and within a moment she started screaming, "Leave me, child, leave me." She with both hands she tried to pull Krishna away. She said, "I didn't know that this child is so powerful." She's saying, "Muncha, muncha, give up, child, let me go. And suck my breast no longer, let me go, leave me, leave me." She's pushing with her both hands this small baby away. But she is not able to. Just like sometimes there is this kind of a worm or insect that sticks to people's body and you can't pull it out. You know what is that joke? It's called in Hindi? It's a bug. It's a small, like a worm. He sucks blood. Sometimes it sticks to the cows or bulls, or sometimes humans also.
Leech.
It's called a leech. That suck blood and. So Krishna was drinking her life and her milk. And Putana thought that if she started beating the child with her hands, tried to push her back, and she thought if she does that, he will let go. But Krishna, when he holds on, he holds on. There is one poor devotee, he has said that Krishna knows how to grab on to you. When once he grabs on to you, he does not let go. All right, so you have come to be caught by me. You have come to become my mother. You have come to give my milk. So I will make you my mother. But not in this body. You will get another body, transcendental body. And the Lord was not letting go of her. And she was trying to push him away.
सीने से लथपथ हो गई.
एंड शी वाज डाइंग.
यशोदा ने देखा.
शी वाज डाइंग एंड शी वाज कवर्ड विद स्वेट एंड यशोदा सॉ दिस सीन. She was perspiring, and she was thinking, "What happened? What happened?" And she's the demon is, Putana is screaming, and she's screaming and saying, "Lala, let go, let go, enough, enough." So she was screaming, and she was covered with sweat. And Mother Yashoda was wondering, "What is this? What's happening?" You've taken enough milk. Let go. And she was dying. She was throwing her arms and legs about. And she was saying, if I had known that you were like this, I would have never come. And she was throwing her arms and legs. By then she became unconscious in the sense that she forgot that she was Putana. She forgot that she was she's acting as this gopi, and she her real form took place again. When her real form was manifest, she became so huge, and she started to run out of the house outside in the open with the baby child Krishna. And then just like when she flew from Mathura to Vrindavan, she ran out of Nanda Maharaj's house into the courtyard, she started to fly with the baby.
और बच्चा तो उसके अस्तन को पकड़ करके लटका था.
And the child Krishna was holding on to her chest as if trying to protect himself from falling down. And it seems the way he was holding on to her, it seemed like, oh, he may not fall, he might fall down. But she Putana wanted her the baby to fall off and die or whatever, because she. But Krishna was not letting go. And he was hanging there, like sometimes there's a lock is hanging in the door, like that. And he was acting because he was acting like an ordinary child. He was looking down, and he was so high up in the sky. As if he was scared, he was holding on more tight to Putana. And as she flew, where did she fall? She fell in Kansa's garden in Braj. There was a garden that belonged to Kansa. She fell there.
Kansa's garden was khas.
That's where Krishna took her, and that's where he made her fall. How tall, long and wide she was, Sukadev Goswami here is explaining.
कोस में मतलब 12 माइल में गिरी.
12 miles.
12 माइल लंबा उसका शरीर.
12 miles was his length.
मोटा चौड़ा उसका बड़ा सुखदेव गोस्वामी.
And in the same proportion must be her width and her fatness.
में करते हैं. तो उसके अस्तन पर्वत शिखर के समान दिखाई पड़ रहे.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज दैट हर ब्रेस्ट दे लुक लाइक द पीक्स ऑफ अ वेरी हाई माउंटेन्स. दैट्स हाउ बिग शी वाज.
बिल्कुल भयानक
जाइगेंटिक बॉडी. शी लुक्ड सो फियरफुल.
इसलिए सुखदेव गोस्वामी जो कह रहे हैं उसका मैं वर्णन कर रहा हूँ.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेन्स दैट शी वाज थ्रोइंग हर आर्म्स एंड लेग्स एंड शी वाज सफरिंग. व्हेन समबडी इज सफरिंग इन पेन दे थ्रो देयर हैंड्स एंड
फीट.
नाउ शी स्टार्टेड स्क्रीमिंग एंड क्राइंग इन वेरी लाउड वॉइस. Very loudly she started crying. She said, oh, what did I do? Why did I come here? And she fell and she started crying.
Rasa Vishastra Pratinidire Jana Petru Chitav Vajra Nipata Sankaya.
Text 12.